We're back here on 1410 KGRN here on the Extra Point, talking Montezuma girls basketball. The Bravettes are gearing up for a postseason run, but before that, they got a huge game coming up on Saturday as they take on Grundy Center. That's up in Grundy, kind of a tune-up for the playoffs. So let's talk a little bit about this Monty team as they try to make it back to the state tournament. Joining us now is one of the senior leaders for Montezuma girls basketball, Maya Parjan, with us here on 1410 KGRN. Maya, how are you?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I am just sick and tired of this weather, as I'm sure you are. I mean, school was canceled today. What are you now resorting to doing to kill time on these snow days?
A lot of sleeping and a lot of eating, probably, that I shouldn't be doing, but...
Well, we won't tell Janelle Burgess, your coach, that she did that.
Yeah, keep that one on the down low, please.
We'll keep that on the down low. What do you like to eat? What are your favorite things to eat?
I am really big into just the snacky things. I like my Kit Kats and those things.
Uh-oh.
Those definitely aren't good for basketball season with all the running.
No, not good for athletes when you want to devour a whole bag of Kit Kats. I hope it's not a whole bag.
No, not normally. I'm portioning myself.
Yeah. Well, your basketball team is obviously doing really well right now. Just one loss, and that was we don't even remember when that was. It was so far long ago. It was to North Lynn back in late November. Things have been going good, rolling through the conference schedule. How do you feel about this season and this team this year?
I mean, this team right now that we have, it's something that's unforgettable. The camaraderie that we all have. We're always looking forward to getting into practice and having a good time and working our butts off. And coach is always pushing us to be better and to just, you know, our end goal. And we know our end goal and we know that it's in sight, but we got to take it one step at a time. And that's what's awesome about this team. You know, we're doing the work, but we're also having a great time as we're doing it. And it's just a good experience for all of us and to get ready for, you know, our upcoming goals.
Yeah. Do you sit down at the beginning of the season and list all your goals that you want to accomplish this year?
Yes. Yeah, we do. We list, you know, our individual goals and also our goals as a team. And we kind of reflect on those throughout the season. And we just, you know, we keep pushing ourselves for those goals. But we also have our blinders on, as coach calls them. You know, we just want to focus to the important things. And each practice, we're just pushing ourselves to get better, to reach those end goals.
What are your individual goals this year?
My individual goals are just to be the team player. You know, do what coach needs me to do and just help my team succeed. You know, it can be just cheering them on or also getting those rebounds, getting the steals, and being a good teammate just to help my teammates out with whatever they need.
Do you feel like leadership comes easy to you?
Yeah, I do. I do believe that being a leader is something very important to me, and I've always had that quality. I like to, you know, push myself, but also push my teammates, and I'm always there for my teammates, and they're always there for me. We're just a group that works very well together, and, you know, everyone on the team has the potential to be a leader, and as a senior, I feel that, you know, that's my goal right now. I got to lead and help my teammates out.
Yeah. Maya Parjan with us here on 1410 KGRN. I would think that people naturally look to you. I mean, with being involved in the county fairs and you being Queens there and just the experience being a senior also, do you feel like that people naturally turn to you and that they probably naturally turn to others like Riley as well and maybe even Shatia because of the way she plays? Is that fair?
Yes, that is very true. I mean, we're all huge members to the team. You know, it doesn't matter. We found our roles, and everyone is an influential part. And we've all accepted that, and we work really well together. And, you know, we're all just pushing ourselves, and that's what makes it so amazing because, you know, if I'm out on the court, I'll be a leader. When Kylie Taylor's out on the court, she'll be a leader. When Riley is, when Shatia, when Elise is, everyone is just a huge key player, and it doesn't matter. You can be sitting on the bench taking a break, or you can be playing in the game, and, you know, you've just got to be able to have that mentality to be a leader. Right. And everyone does on our team. That makes it so special.
Yeah. I wanted to get your thoughts about Riley Ganton and Shatia Wettering and just their basketball talent specifically. I mean, those are your two, and then Elise Bolton is right there too. I mean, your two top three scorers. You know, of course, Shatia's already committed to University of Iowa. Riley going to be playing at DMAC. She's such a tremendous athlete. Elise has been such a great three-point shooter. I'm sure teams have kind of identified that. But what do you see in each one of them that makes them such a great basketball player?
I mean, to be specific, Riley Ganton, I've been playing basketball with her since, you know, our elementary days, and she's been one of my best friends throughout it all. And just her willingness to give the ball up, that's what makes her a tremendous basketball player. She's able to put the points up on the board, but also she's able to dish it off and get the assist. And she's just a team player. She sees the court very well. Shatia Wettering, being committed to Iowa already, she is just phenomenal. I love her more than anything. She's just another asset to the team. She works very well, and she's the one after practice who's doing sprints. Her and Elise just getting their mentality to get better, and that's what's awesome. Elise Bolton, I mean, if you give her the ball, you know she's going to be making that three, and that's what's awesome about her. She has the confidence, especially as a sophomore, and, you know, all of us girls, we look to each other, and, you know, it doesn't matter who has the ball. We're just all confident with, you know, okay, they can score, they can do that, and that's the best part.
That's neat, the way you talk about those three. I liked what you said about each one of them. That's pretty good. Maya Pargin with us here on 1410 KGRN. How do you were, of course, part of the volleyball team that made it to state. The basketball team made it to state last year, trying to get the basketball team back to the state. But how do you see any comparisons between the volleyball team, the success that they have, and what this basketball team is doing? I mean, there's some same players and there's a few differences, but the core is kind of the same a little bit. I mean, do you see any comparisons between the two?
Oh yeah, most definitely. I think the biggest comparison is just the way we work as a team. I mean, it doesn't matter if we're at practice, we're together, but when we get done with practice, we all want to hang out together. Well, come over to my house, and we have these things called pancake parties. You know, every 2 weeks, we're getting together, and we always just have a great time together. And it's not like it's forced to be with them because they're your teammates. It's because you want to, and you love them, and, you know, you just bond well as a team, and we all do. And that's carried over from volleyball season to basketball season.
Do you make the pancakes, Maya?
No, I do not. I leave my parents do that.
I thought maybe you'd make Kit Kat pancakes.
No, not normally they don't let us do that. They try and still keep us conditioned for season.
Yeah. I've never tried Kit Kat pancakes, but I don't know. That sounds kind of good right now. I don't know why.
I'll be all right with those.
Yeah. What about, I mean, you're a senior. What are your plans here after you graduate? Have you kind of set those yet?
Yeah, I actually am attending Iowa State University in the fall, and I will be majoring in agronomy and minoring in animal science.
So when somebody says agronomy, what does that mean?
Well, I would honestly say like a soil doctor. So you work in the dirt, you work with chemicals, you work with seed, and you pretty much make prescriptions for the farmers on what's going to make their, their field turn out the best yield. So,
great. You like getting your hands dirty.
Yes, definitely. FFA has helped a lot with that.
Yeah, well, you're involved in so much. I mean, it's got to be, you know, probably live at the high school almost. You're involved in so many activities.
Yes, I am, but it keeps me busy and it keeps me on my toes, and, you know, I'm very grateful to live in a small town where I'm able to do all those things. And our coaches, our advisors, our teachers, they all understand that we're busy. And when we need a day off, or, you know, they're willing to give that. And, you know, our schedules just work well together because we're able to work around everything.
What do you like to do when you have free time, if anything? I mean, do you have any hobbies or anything you like to do?
Yeah, I actually we have what's called the Pargin Family Farm. And so all my family members get out there. We like to camp, ride four-wheelers, and fish and hunt. And so that's probably my main hobby.
Okay. You like the outdoors then?
Yes, I do.
Except on days like today.
No, yeah, definitely. I like to stay inside and watch Netflix.
Maya Pargin with us here on 1410 KGR. What did you get most? What was the most rewarding thing that you got out of your experience being the queen at the county fair and then going to the state fair?
Probably the most rewarding thing is walking around the state fair and just having those little girls just look at you in awe. A bunch of them would say, "Are you the queen?" And, you know, you had this tiara on that really didn't cost barely anything, but, you know, they still looked up to you and they saw that, oh, that's something that I want to do. And just being a leader in that way was amazing. So that was definitely the biggest positive.
Yeah, no doubt. How would you describe yourself as a basketball player and what your role on this team is?
I would say my role on the basketball team is to just be an influential piece to my teammates. I mean, when I get the minutes, I've got to be in rebounding. I've got to be doing the little things, scoring when it's needed to be, you know, making the steal, those types of things. But also cheering on my teammates when I'm out of the game, when I'm on the bench. I've got to be an influential piece by uplifting my teammates, and that's something I take a lot of pride in.
Yeah. What do you feel like, you're involved in so many things, but what do you feel like sports has helped to teach you?
Honestly, sports has probably taught me, you know, time management a lot, but also the ability to work with anyone and everyone. I mean, they're your teammates and you love them. Yeah, you might have some days where you're, oh my gosh, this is just going on forever. But it teaches you to just persevere through those days and just keep working hard, because when you get to that end goal, it's the most amazing achievement ever.
Earlier this season, you had your really closest game of the regular season was at Sigourney, and you want to talk about a tug of war in that game. I mean, I thought when I saw the score, I thought it was a misprint. 26-24. What was that game like?
Honestly, looking back, we've developed so much as a team from that time. But Sigourney was a very good team. Their defense, they shut down our main players, but that's when other people had to, you know, step up and work together. But, you know, all credit to Sigourney. They were a very good team. And, you know, but from that game to where we are now, we've developed so much, and we've made leaps and strides. And we're definitely a more selfless team from there. We're all working together, and it's just a whole different type of intensity from that Sigourney game to where we are now.
Yeah, and of course that could be a potential matchup in the regional finals, but that's looking ahead. What was it like at some of these other games? I mean, there's so many good teams in the conference, of course, with you and Linville Sully and North Mahaska, and the close proximity of all three of you. What were some of those games like this year?
Honestly, they were amazing. They were fun. I mean, getting out, running out into the crowd, and hearing everyone hooping and hollering for their team. That's got to be one of the most energizing things, walking onto a court. And Montezuma always brings a huge crowd. Our community is outstanding. And, you know, walking into Linville Sully's gym, you know, the bleachers are just packed full, no room to sit. And walking into New Sharon's game, like, for different, all of our community was there, and it was just amazing. And that's what helps a lot with those games, and that's what makes them most fun.
What types of things are you expecting here to play Grundy Center? They're the number one team in 2A. You're ranked third in 1A. That's going to be an interesting game, don't you think, on Saturday night?
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. It's definitely going to be tough, but, you know, that's what our team's for. We need to be put in these situations where they're good matchups to get us ready for the later part of the season. So it's just going to be another awesome matchup, and we're just going to play our game, what we do best, and work together as a team, and hopefully get the outcome that we want.
And what would you say overall is the biggest key for your team if you want to go back to state this year?
I think the biggest key is just doing what we're doing right now. I mean, we get into practice every day, and we just have a positive look on our faces. We're ready to get better, and, you know, when coach says get on the line, we're like, yeah, let's do it. Let's get to running, because we know that our end goal is going to be the best thing ever, and that's what we've got to focus on during our practices. So we just got to keep doing what we're doing in practices, outside of practices, and in the game. Just keep being Montezuma basketball.
Keep being Montezuma basketball. Well, we'll, of course, be following your team throughout the regionals with coverage on Energy 106.7 FM, and hopefully it will go all the way to the well at the state tournament once again. Maya, it's a great visit with you once again. Appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of your snow day, and stay away from those Kit Kats. Thanks so much.
So much.
Maya Pardjian, senior for Montezuma girls basketball, with us here on 1410 KGRN.